a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
America, in the middle of the freaking night, welcome aboard. This is the Midnight Rider here on RBN. How are you? It is the final night of January. January 31st, 2008. And on the East Coast, it's money bomb time for Ron Paul. Another kind of... This money bomb's kind of come along quick. It's to coincide with Ron Paul's 51st wedding anniversary, which is kind of cool. And so it is started up, and it is going right now. So you can go to ronpaul2008.com and get your donation going in and help that total go up. It's been an amazing thing watching. $4 million almost raised this much, and that's a big total. And I thought we were really grooving until I had an email forwarded to me from the Barack Obama campaign. And that kind of blew my socks off. And we'll talk about that here in just a little bit. Tomorrow night on the program, we're going to have William Roberts with us and Jim Condit Jr. We're going to talk about meetup groups, working in your precincts, and... taking your counties and your cities and your towns back, finding congressional candidates in your district to run. In other words, taking over the whole ball of wax. We're going to get into that tomorrow night, and it's a must-listen-to show. Phone the neighbors, wake up the dogs, get everybody listening. You got a MySpace page, get on your MySpace, start telling people in your bulletins so they can know about this program. This is how we take our country back. Without a shot being fired, we get busy. We have to, and the thing is, you know, and I've been saying this over the last couple of weeks. So many of us in the past have unplugged. I just withdrew because we didn't want to be a part of what was going on. But our withdrawal, I think, has made taking our country back a bit more difficult to do. And now we're at a time where we're going to have to start pushing back in. And becoming a part of things. And the way to do that is through these meetup groups. Over 100,000 people in Ron Paul meetup groups right now, which is big. And it's growing. The more people, the more Ron Paul speaks, the more people come into this, and we're growing. Our numbers are still small, and I'll show you how small they are in just a bit, but we're growing. We're adding more and more people all the time, and that's a very cool thing. But we'll come back and we'll talk about this email that I got from the Obama campaign. Plus, tonight is open lines. It's pretty much you rant night. You want something off your show, get off it off your chest? Hey, tonight is the night to do it. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Rant away with us here on the Midnight Rider on RBN.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN Financial Bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
On the Midnight Rider tonight on this Thursday night, and we roll into Friday morning. The Ron Paul money bomb has already started in like 7 minutes at $15,000. Whammo. That's the cool thing that I love watching about these money bombs, is watching that money just roll. And there's always the first hour to 2 hours is like mass pandemonium, and the last few hours, people just really get after it and donate hard. And this has been a good quarter so far for Ron Paul. So far, to date, and this was just as a few minutes ago, almost 48,000 people have donated in the first quarter. And they've raised right at $4 million. And that's a pretty cool thing. But when you look at the scope of things and the size of things, one of the things that I'm learning out of the Ron Paul campaign is how much work we have to do. And this is showing me where, really in many ways, exactly where we stand with things. And from that standpoint, this is proving to be very, very educational. Someone and one of the email lists that I'm on had forwarded a piece of email, and I got it in my box tonight, and it comes from the Barack Obama campaign. Now, Ron Paul has had it for this quarter alone, has had 48,000 donations. 48,000 donors. A bunch of them new. A lot of them are new. Hold on here. I can tell you. No, it doesn't say how many in this graph. How many? And Ron Paul averages about 1,500 people donating a day. Yesterday, there were 516 donors out of a little over 1,100. Okay. Well, the email I get from Barack Obama, not to me personally, but through this list, he says, in the hours before Iowans went to their local caucuses 4 weeks ago, the 500,000th person donated to our campaign. All right. He says, here's the news today. So far in January alone, more than 224,000 people have given to the campaign. That was as of about 6-8 hours ago. When I went to the Barack Obama website, what was it? Well, about an hour ago, they were 248,000. And they are now, I can tell you, they're 253,000. Now, that's what's been done just in January. 253,000. And that's that's almost 4-1. No, 5-1. A little more than 5-1 donations comparatively between the two campaigns. And I'm not showing this as a negative, okay? I want you to understand that. What I'm showing it as is that we have a lot of work to do. So much work to do. So many more people to contact. So much information that has got to get out to people all over the world. And in this country. Especially here in this country. And believe me, once this message gets out here in this country, it will be like the shot heard around the world all over again. Be 1775 all over. So a difference of 5-1. And that tells me that we have got an awful lot of work to do. And that we have to get busy doing this. Really, our time is short. That's why we talk about micro-broadcast FM stations, AM stations, and getting these stations on the air. And somebody showed me the other night how somebody can get on the air for next to nothing. And we're going to talk about that in an upcoming micro-broadcasting show. I had a conversation with somebody a couple of nights ago that I've been talking with regarding micros, and you get on cheap. I mean cheap, and you get good antenna location, get it up high, you can have an effect. And we've been talking about micro FMs now for, what, I started doing this show like around August. And so for right at 6 months, we've been talking about this. No, almost 5 months, we've been talking about this. And it's getting these micros up and getting them up everywhere. There's a plan in the works to bring this information and the information of micros to people all over this country and through the meetup groups and through different organizations to try to get this thing going. Well, we can literally get hundreds, if not thousands, of stations up in a short period of time. It's a cool, cool thing. Because we have, look, you know, you've got the mainstream media. Even though their numbers are going down, the key people that are going to vote, they're still watching the mainstream media. They're not going to the internet to get their information. And they're not going to alternative websites. They're not looking at the news at, say, Lee Rogers wrote government.com. And they're not coming to republicbroadcasting.org yet to get their news and information on the radio. That's all changing. Numbers and audience figures are rising here on RBN. Same thing with Lee Rogers' website. I know my little network I run, TrueNet Radio, its numbers are going up. And so more and more people are starting to come in. But the job is still very large. There's a lot to do. And that's one of the reasons tomorrow night we're going to do this program talking about the precincts and how you can get this get your town back in the control of the people. How you get your city in the control of people. how you get your county in the control of people, of the right people, people that are about freedom and liberty and the Constitution. That's what it's about. And I want to beseech you to tune in tomorrow night for this show. I mean, this is going to be a big show. And I am really, really looking forward to this. And I know you're going to get a ton of information out of this. Because the time for us is now. It's now. It's go time. Talking with Jerry Corsi last night. If you didn't hear last night's show, we were talking about the mere fact that the central banks, like the Federal Reserve, are going in and they're taking the gold of this country. And what they're doing is they're doing what's called a lease, where essentially what they're doing is they're selling the gold to somebody to be used for whatever, to make rings or whatever they want to do. But they keep it on the books as still being in the reserve. And there's estimates that maybe up to half of the gold in this country and in central banks around the world is gone. Vamoosed. Out of here. And essentially what these people are doing is they're taking gold that's not theirs to begin with. They're doing what they call a lease because there's an IOU given that the gold will be returned, but it's not going to be returned unless you go cut the fingers off of everybody who's wearing a ring. So by default, the gold is being sold. You've got this London Bullion Exchange that's making that's setting the prices and probably making a dandy little commission off the thing as well. Secondly, all these Federal Reserve type banks, Citibank, Morgan Bank, all these other banks, most likely are coming back and financing these type of deals to begin with. So on the back end, they're collecting interest from a transaction regarding items they don't even own. They're stealing our gold. It's theft. And you've got the federal government totally complicit in the thing. It's allowing these central banks to come in and do this very thing. We're being robbed. We're being robbed blind. And the reason they've done this with the gold is to be able to hold on to the prices and to keep the prices low, so the true value of the gold isn't known. And the true value of the market doesn't explode. The reason being is because they've got to try to keep the dollar and these other fiat currencies like the euro afloat. Because they have no innate value. They only have a perceived value based on the good faith and credit of the United States of America. But they're taking our gold and they're getting rid of it. And they're benefiting again. And they keep it on the books. It looks like on the books, hey, we've still got this much. But it's all being frittered away. It's our gold. It's my gold. It's your gold. It's this country's gold. And nowhere in the Constitution does it provide these yaks at the Federal Reserve and these other central banks to go in and play these games with our gold. This is out and out theft. These people should be in jail. Every member of the Federal Reserve, every stockholder, every person on the Board of Governors, their committee, whatever, ought to be in jail for a long, long time. You and I were to come up with some type of scheme like this, say perhaps we go into Cleveland, where in a neighborhood 10% of the homes are empty, completely empty. Whole neighborhoods are empty. If we were to show up and just start leasing these houses out when we don't own them, but saying, hey, we'll give them back to the mortgage company later on, we'd go to jail. But it's no different. The only thing is these people consider themselves the elite. All right, you want to rant? I want to hear your rant tonight. You got something on your mind? Let's get to it. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 here on the Midnight Rider.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you want to rant tonight on You Rant Night here on the Midnight Rider. Time for a Mouseketeer roll call, and we'll jump to the telephone directly after that. Chat rooms are open right now at republicbroadcasting.org and midnightridershow.com. And let's find out who's in the RBN chat room first. Let's go and see. We've got Alone in the Dark, Annie from Norway, Impeach Bush, Kung Fu Instructor, Midnight Trails 56, Rogue Dolphin, Sam, Sticky Weasel, and Suzette. Over in the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we've got Ambie, Amos Moses, Amos Mose was a Cajun. He lived down in the swamp. Blaze, Boondock Saint, C. Kemp 6205, D. Alistair. Greenspan is in there. Somebody needs to take a whipping to Greenspan. Hard Truth Soldier Chick, JJ, Josh, Chris, Lee, Manny Mind in the Store, Michael, MP, Not Mike, the Double O Viper, and White Star, all hanging out in the Midnight Rider Show chat room tonight, keeping everything going. Hey, don't you laugh at Manny, because Manny's always doing his job. Manny is on top of things. Manny is the sheriff when it comes to the Midnight Rider Show chat room and everything else that's occurring. He is the sheriff. Sheriff Manny. That's right. Don't you forget it. Manny is in control of it all. It's Manny's empire. We just don't realize it yet. It's Manny's empire.
All the time, all right, every time.
All the time, every time. You got that right, my friend. All right, let's go to the telephone, if we may, please, Manny. Rita in Colorado, thank you for holding, and welcome to the Midnight Rider. You're on.
Hi. I put a list together this week for touchy subjects because I keep listening. Sometimes I get kind of frustrated because I've been doing this stuff for a while, you know, and I kind of understand some of the issues, you know, and it's kind of the stuff that you can't talk about when, you know, the journalism. You kind of got to put journalism aside and turn into gumshoes, you know. We got to sure. Think like gumshoes. So anyway, I covered one of them, and it was like I talked about Nephilim racism a little bit, which has a whole lot to do with what's going on, because it's not just those people, but you know, it's a lot of the people like in Europe and in England have this problem. They're killing their kids, you know. They breed the sub race called the Nephilim. And they kill their kids, and so I've been thinking about the really, really big thing, you know, the big issues, and I've been talking for a long time, you know, people overseas and in England and stuff, you know, and they come in from a whole different perspective, and they don't have any, you know, perspective about what I'm coming about, but you know, for a while, you know, we get to the thing, you know, because they agree, yeah, their culture's all messed up. They've got to fix what's wrong with their culture. And I said, okay, well, let's get a plan. You know, what we need to do is gather all the clans in Ireland and part the flocks of England. It's about the craziest thing people ever heard of, but it happens that this kind of parasite racism is like a really, really weird phenomenon. It only, you know, it's really rare to notice it, you know. But right. When it does happen, it's just devastating. And that's happening to the people in England, you know. It's not just the overlords. So I think what we need to do is part their flocks, you know. We need to put people different places where they are, because they got Jews in their Christian churches, and you know, I mean, that's a lot of places. But I mean, you just got to start to do that, because otherwise, what they've got isn't going to breed; they're just going to die. It's sad, but it's true, you know. So I really think, you know, we got to think that big. You know, we're taking over. We're going to take over America. We got to get a plan for America. You know, America, to me, America, I grew up in a Protestant Catholic neighborhood, you know, and I think, you know, for me, that's what I think America is about, Protestants and Catholics getting along, you know, and we don't understand each other, but we're both Christians, and, you know, that kind of has its ring, you know.
And well, here's what I found, though, regardless of race, religion, and creed, at the core level, and I've met people all over the world. I've been around people from everywhere that our wants, needs, and desires are exactly the same. And hold right there. We'll talk more about it on the other side. Break time here. Number, if you want to join us, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Busy first half hour with his money bomb for Ron Paul. Almost $50,000 raised in the first half hour. And they'll eclipse what was raised yesterday, probably in about the next, about 15, 20 minutes. $4,041,697.46 are where things are at. And the main caucuses start this weekend, start today, in fact. We'll talk a little bit about that as well, because it looks like Ron Paul might have a good shot in Maine, walking away with some delegates. So we'll delve into that here as well on the program tonight. We're talking with Rita in Colorado, And as we were on the break, I was talking with Rita with the, you know, I met people from all over the world, Rita, and I found out that we have the same wants, needs, and desires. We want our kids to be happy. We want to be loved. We want to love.
Uh-huh.
And so there's basically no difference in any of us. The question then that arises is, why do we not get along? Why do different groups not want to get along? Or why do different people inside of those groups not want to get along? And why are they different?
Yeah, I think it's a lot to do with the way things are structured. And so you got to look at how the government, the whole government is, and there's a crown, you know. We kind of don't look at it, but it's there. And so the crown is like money, you know, and money works, you know, for what it, you know, for what it gets usually. And that is kind of the anti-Christian perspective, even though, you know, we end up with crown churches, you know, since like 30 years ago, they dumbed them all down. But what we need to do is understand how that thing is affecting us, you know, because it really gets into the institutions, you know, it infiltrates all of us, because they know how to set the taboos, and so they drive racism, you know, what they do.
Well, yeah, I can agree with that to a large extent, because yeah, and I think religion especially, in many ways, is used as a method of control.
Yeah, but you know, the Christian, the good, there were supposed to be good Christians that were supposed to like show the good way that the good people went for, you know, and said, oh, let's do this good thing, and most people do that. But what happened, I mean, for a long time, what led to this is just a kind of minor, well, I mean, it was kind of this Nephilim Christianity, because that's kind of what the popular culture made, you know.
Define Nephilim Christianity. That's a term I've not heard before.
Okay, well, you see, there's a race, a parasite race, that kills itself, actually, but it's been, you know, called different things, you know, like the Neanderthal is like the end result, but it comes about from sodomy, and from the sodomy comes about from just what happens, I guess, a lot of times in interbreeding, because people see a different culture and then they leave off some of the people that made the people that they had to breed with, and then they end up in the end, oh, they're breed, but they didn't have the, you know, the stuff that all stuck it together, you know, and then they, oh, and that's kind of a part of a Christian apocalypse perspective, you know, of what happens.
So it's like a group of people, essentially, that Deliverance is their favorite movie, generation after generation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm getting you. So basically, you've got inbreeding that goes on until basically they breed themselves out of existence.
Yeah. Well, no. It's the main problem at first is interbreeding, because it's in the people are, when they're so high up like Habsburgs and Windsors. When, you know, it's not just like your cousins, it's like they're breeding a new race when they breed each other. And so when the Windsors bred with the Habsburgs, the Habsburgs are angels, you know, the naturally occurring triple chromosomer people, like from, you know, way back. But to breed with them, they had to make hermaphrodites. And so now, and they made these really nice people for a long time. They were like the servant race. And they bred with the blue bloods because they weren't going to go anywhere, you know, and they made some really, really nice people. But when they don't breed with the blue bloods anymore, guess what they turn into?
What?
Yeah, so that's what happens to the Windsors, you know. It's sad. And, I mean, it's not just them either. It's a lot of people. And so, but it's bad, because some of these people, like, they're sort of like when they kind of revert, then they're sort of like this ascended hermaphrodites, you know, that they like descend into. And so that's what that's what the Nephilim race turns into, and they can't, you know, they can't help it, because when they breed with us, they don't make us, and they have to have us, our you know, and that's the really sad reality, you know, and we need to kind of, like, if we're good Christians, kind of help them, you know. I think there's good ways to help them out, but some people are getting extinct, you know. Like, there aren't Welsh people anymore. There are people from Wales, you know. And I think a lot of the nations of Europe aren't there. You know, some of them had to come over here. You know, I think the Swedish nations in America, it's not over there anymore. They brought their, the British Admiral, you know, Carl Jung is occupying them. And they look, you know, what's happened to them. I've just, you know, heard things happen. I think they're kind of like the leading edge of communism. That was what they were supposed to be.
Okay. All right. Well, Rita, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Pretty enlightening.
All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye now. Henry in Connecticut, thanks for holding. You're on the Midnight Rider. Go ahead.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. That didn't make too much sense to me. Well, in response to your caller, I will say this. One of the biggest problems England has is all that globalism and the Elizabeth and all her Rothschild family trying to force all those different cultures into England and force it on the British people, because there's a British publication called the Daily Mail, like mail that you receive in the mail.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they were talking about they keep bringing all these third world cultures from Africa and this and that and whatever. England won't even be English anymore. You know, same kind of insanity like you know, Southern California with the Mexicans and all the illegal aliens there, and Texas. There's places now. Germany is not losing their culture. Neither is Sweden, really. Austria either. I see some things with dances and a couple of things. And also, there's a radio station up here called WFUV, which is Fordham University. And they put some Irish shows with some Irish music that I like to listen to. It's on Saturdays mornings with 1,000 Welcomes, and then the other show. And then there's another show on Sunday, late Sunday, like early Sunday afternoon. But the worst places in Europe probably is where they force all that multiculturalism, probably be France, where they had a terrible race riot a year and a half ago. You know, but that was what those immigrants, they were forcing on the French people. And England's always having them off and on from, you know, I don't hear as much of that in Switzerland and, you know, Austria and Germany as much. And certainly even Denmark and some of those countries that look, you know, more pure like Iceland or Denmark is not, there's other things with their own people, but there's not as much all this race riots and stuff that, you know, and the Illuminati could be trying to, you know, agitate that a little bit. They do. You know, with their secret intelligence service and so forth, but not always. I mean, they're just forcing something that, like, I even see up here, even here in Connecticut. Let's take Bridgeport, which is like one of the larger cities in Connecticut.
Right.
I was told Bridgeport was very different 15 years ago. It was more white. It was more, you know, but. I noticed that since they have all these illegal aliens, and by the way, the mayor up here in Danbury, Connecticut, is really furious at Bush. I saw it there's a magazine up here called Connecticut Magazine. I didn't know that it existed. I saw it in Laundromat. And the article, they were talking about the illegal alien stuff, and the mayors up here, they are really mad at Bush, and so are some mayors around in Ohio and other places. Illinois too, because the federal government's not doing their job with enforcing those darn borders and it's crap. And they don't care about the American worker. They just care about who works hard for all the stupid sweat and crap. And it seems to be mostly a lot of ones in the much, much, much older generation seem to force that junk down this country's throat. I mean, the ones much older than you or me, like 60 and over, who are running the country, running all the major corporations, and they think our college students, well, the hell with them. You know, all they care about is principles of work and values, and the hell with keeping this country American or English-speaking or constitutional or having a sovereignty or anything else. And it's just, it's not only disgusting, but it's so stupid. It is so damn dumb. And they got the nerve to talk about these teenagers. They're smarter than they are. They're so darn dumb. But the mayor up here in Danbury, he's really furious. This is something I read last year because he's had a big problem with all these Hispanic gangs and everything else. And I went up to Danbury last year, and I couldn't believe it doesn't look like Queens or Brooklyn, but all the Mexicans and Hispanics, I couldn't believe it. But like in Bridgeport, Bridgeport's still not too bad. It's certainly not like Queens and Brooklyn and Newark and all that. It's not that extreme, okay? But people didn't nevertheless move out. And I talked to somebody in Springfield, Massachusetts, a lady, and she said she don't want to be in Springfield anymore, and that's very different. So these ones that are older that force all these ideals of all this crap, like in England and like what they try to do in England and France, not only doesn't work, individual level is one thing, like one-on-one, but to force massive groups of Samoans and all these different into the Western world deliberately because they want to, whatever it is they're trying to do with their global idea of a one world humanity crap, it not only doesn't work, but time and time again it proves it doesn't work. The people either move away, they move out. When they get enough money, they go away, they leave. So what's the point? And yet for the past 30, 40 years, they keep pushing it. I don't understand. And then Ted Kennedy is another one, trying to give amnesty. And John McCain, he's another one. I called on the phone last year to the congressional floor in the Senate when they were trying to pass that amnesty thing. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. These people are just, not saying everybody, but these older ones are some of them, okay, especially ones in power running all this stuff. It's not just they're religious. They also push with that, too, all this religious stuff. But they're just stupid, some of them. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Henry, thanks for the call. I
appreciate
it.
Okay, take care.
Have a great night. It's You Rant Night tonight here on the Midnight Rider. Number's 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443 if you want to be a part of the program. You can certainly join us tonight. Chat rooms are open at MidnightRiderShow.com and at RepublicBroadcasting.org. Grab a name and come on in and join us tonight. If you've got comments, suggestions about the program, drop us a note at Mike@MidnightRiderShow.com. And would love to hear any thoughts or suggestions you have. The email amount of email has really gone up, and I've been really tickled with all the email. And I am really looking forward to tomorrow night's show. I'll mention it again here briefly. William Roberts is with a meetup group in Missouri, Southwest Missouri. He's going to be with us tomorrow night, along with Jim Condit Jr. And we're going to talk about how you, along with the meetup groups, can start taking your towns, your cities, your counties, and your states back. And then your congressmen. You can send these yaks that are up there not doing what they're told to do, you can send them to the House. And this is going to be a great show, and I hope that everyone will tune in tomorrow night. So far right now, about 45 minutes in, $64,385.17 raised so far in the money bomb that's going on as we speak. Matter of fact, this is the first money bomb that's going on when we actually have been on the show that started while we've been on. Because the others have all started on a weekend or something. And this is kind of cool to be able to sit here and talk about this as we're going on. Because we're raising money. We're not just raising money for freedom. We're raising money for not just raising money for Ron Paul, but we're raising it for freedom and for liberty. That's what this is about. Because it's not just a Ron Paul message. It's not just about getting Ron Paul elected or even having Ron Paul continue to deliver the message. Because it's our message. He's just the guy that decided to stand up and say, okay, I'll carry this flag for a while. Let's see how far we can get. And it's our message. It's always been up to us, always will be up to us. It's not going to be up to just any one individual person. It's up to all of us to reclaim our liberty. First we reclaim it for ourselves, and then we decide that we're going to reclaim it for our country and for the future of our kids. and our families and our grandkids and their futures. What we do or don't do in the next year, 2 years, 3 years, maybe 5 years out, is going to determine the course of this country, and I dare say the rest of the world, for generations to come. You know, a lot of people look at history as dates and events and stuff. History is about people. People make history. People are history. History shouldn't be, Columbus sailed the ocean blue way back there in 1492. You know, that kind of crap. So what? What did Columbus do on the boat? I mean, those are the things that when I look at history, that's what I want to know about. Because again, history is about people. And maybe, I'm hoping that in coming years down the road, 50, 60 years from now, that about us, they'll write, hey, the people of America finally got tired of being lied to, of being stolen from, and they got together and they took their country back. That's what I hope they'll be writing. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm sure they're going to be writing. Back in a minute with more. You want to join us? 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You're tuned in to the Midnight Rider.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Back on the Midnight Rider here on this Thursday night into Friday morning here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Glad you are with us for the program tonight. Let's go straight out to Fort Defiance, where he's standing watch. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program, Graybeard. Graybeard, how you doing, buddy?
I'm hanging in there.
Hanging in and hanging out and hanging on, huh?
Well, I got a couple of cheds that are hanging, but other than that, I'm doing pretty good.
What's on your mind tonight?
I was listening to a comment that you made, that you've been a world traveler and so have I, and I've experienced so many different cultures, and they all have, like you said, you know, certain things in common. They want their family, they want their religion, they want work, they want education for their children, they want national sovereignty, they want their national borders, and every one of them hates their government. And I was just curious to think, I don't know how to put this together, but you'd have to keep the criteria kind of along those lines and not, you know, dress it up too much with too many extraneous things like abortion and other,
right,
other things, but just keep it simple, stupid, you know, a KISS principle.
Exactly.
And form a worldwide coalition of just ordinary people that say, screw the government, let's take care of this ourselves, and this is what we want. And because I noticed you also made another comment that you were getting all kinds of calls and emails and even some contributions from Ron Paul from foreign countries. So they're keeping a real close eye on us and how we handle this one. So we better do a good job on this one. But what do you think the idea of starting up a worldwide coalition of ordinary people with just ordinary goals and simplifying things and cut the government out of the loop? Government's never done anything for anyone. They take,
yeah,
they give nothing.
I like that idea because, I mean, it would demonstrate for people that everybody, regardless of who you are, we're going to agree on the core things. It's just like where, you know, you have people here on the left and the right in this country. 95% of the stuff of the issues that are out there, we agree on. It's the 5 to 10% of the side issues that they have us arguing about.
For example, I spent 3 months in Thailand just basically going all over the country with a friend. Can you hold me over?
Yeah, stay right there. We'll take a break. Back in 70 seconds for hour number two. It's you rant night tonight. Got something on your chest? You want to get it off? I mean, something's just nagging you, dragging you down, and you just want to get on here and just rant? Well, here's your chance tonight. 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.